Today's scripture continues from last week's scripture. Last week we read John 15, 1 through 8. I actually read 1 through 9 at this one, so you get to hear verse 9 again. We'll be reading verses 9 through 17 today. John 15, 9 through 17. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. That's a good one to hear multiple times. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I do not call you servants any longer because a servant does not know what the master is doing, but I have called you friends because I have made known to you everything I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I'm giving you these commandments so that you may love one another. This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. We often see love lived out in different places. Love is easy to identify. It catches our attention. It often makes us stop and take a second look, and we smile and we watch. We have to, like, sometimes take a second glance, like, did I really see that? We often leave that moment ready to share the story that will start like this. You won't believe what I saw. This young boy, this young girl, this businessman or woman, mom, dad, church, organization, stopped what they were doing to do something in love, to help someone who was in need. Some of the attributes that set apart Christians from the rest of the world are being loyal and selfless and sacrificial. A person who gives up or sacrifices for others. A person who goes out of their way. Someone who puts others' needs, as Heather was saying, above their own and would do anything for someone else. So building off the previous verses that I talked about last week, remain in me and I will remain in you. Today's reading says, remain in my love as I remain in my Father's love. This deep sense of relationship through the way that Jesus speaks to his disciples. A sense of togetherness, of oneness, of remaining in unity with one another. Jesus sums up the Hebrew Bible with the phrase, love one another, love each other the same way that I have loved you. It's the theme of his ministry. As he moves about from community to community, as he heals people in need, as he invites people into relationship with him and walks beside them, we see unity, we see friendship, a willingness to serve and sacrifice for the good of the other. In fact, there's no greater love than to lay one's down, life down for one's friends. There are times when, before Christians can have any effective work in the world, it's essential for one to be able to walk beside another, to unify as a body of Christ, a way in which ensures that every person knows that they're going to be cared for, they're going to be supported, they'll be loved to the death of one another. This important work that we're called to and know that I have your back, you have my back, Jesus has our back as we bring about a sense of peace to the difficult work in the world, to defeat evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever ways they present themselves. There's a story about couple of baseball players, Larry Doobie, the first African-American baseball player in the American League. We know Jackie Robinson was also the first African-American in the major leagues. And then, so he was the second. He played for the Cleveland Indians in the 40s and 50s. It was his rookie season. He was rumored to be this really good player, an excellent hitter. He came to bat during his first game. The fans were long anticipated, kind of like people were waiting for Caitlin Clark to hit her first three, right? Came to bat. He swung at the first three pitches that were thrown, and he struck out. And the fans, disappointment, booed Larry as he went back to the dugout. He went and sat at the end of the bench. He put his hands, head in his hands and sobbed. Well, the next batter was the second baseman, Joe Gordon, an all-star hitter who had always hit this particular pitcher well, and everyone knew he could not only hit the ball, but he could knock it out of the park. And so Joe Gordon stepped up to the plate, swung at the first three pitches, and struck out. And the fans could not believe it. There was like this silence. Joe Gordon stared at the ground as he walked back to the dugout. He went to the end of the bench, sat next to Larry Doby, put his head in his hands with him. Even today, people wonder whether Joe Gordon struck out on purpose. No one knows for sure. Larry took it as a blessing of love in that moment and made a lasting impression on him. And from that day forward, Larry never went onto the baseball field that he did not reach down and pick up the glove of his teammate, Joe Gordon, and hand it to him. Part of the reason Larry isn't celebrated the way that many feel that he should for breaking this color barrier is because he didn't like to draw attention to himself. And in his Hall of Fame speech, he noted, you know, it's a very tough thing to look back at those about things that were probably negative on one day, on a day like this. You put those things on the back burner. You're proud and happy that you've been part of an integrating baseball to show people that we can live together, we can work together, and we can be successful together. We see love lived out in different ways. I invite you to think about where you've seen love lived out in your life. Where have you witnessed where you say, I can't believe I just saw that. I can't believe that this person or that person went out of their way to show love towards another person. Maybe it was in a form of an adoption. Maybe it was in the form of a hug or a cup of coffee or an unexpected blessing or appearance of someone. We see love in the world, and it's a blessing to witness, and it's even a better feeling to experience. It's even a better feeling to participate in it. It often leaves us wishing that we could see and experience it more. Christians disagree on all kinds of things. We disagree sometimes on social issues. Sometimes we argue about how people should be baptized or how much water should be used. Sometimes we argue over the color of the carpet. Sometimes Christians belong to more of a liberal side of political thought, and sometimes more conservative. We have all kinds of differing interpretations of the Holy Scriptures. But one thing we cannot remove from the Christian community and our call of ourselves as followers of Christ is a deep, persistent, sacrificial love of Christ and people. To live as our incarnations of the resurrected Christ during this Easter season in our relationships, to be willing to see love in our interactions with all humans through the lens of the model that we experience, an example that we have in Jesus. Even though we often waver from time to time, Jesus commands us to make love the main characteristic of our Christian faith. That it be the rule, not the exception. And there are times when we say, I really don't wanna. I really don't like. But through the example of Jesus, we are loved by the one who makes no exception about love and calls us to do the same. And so our master put it like this in verse 12, my commandment is this, love each other as I have loved you. When it's convenient. No. I didn't read it. Let me go back. Even in this translation, I don't know if any of the translations have that. Love each other when it's easy. Nope. Didn't read that either. When I agree with them. Nope. Love each other as I have loved you. Lay down his life as the greatest example of love that we've ever seen, with no exceptions in that love. Here's the other part of this. We can't love on our own. If we're trying to do this by ourselves and by our own willpower, no, it's not going to happen, guys. We continually fall short. We say things we regret. We drive past the person in need. We do and we say things that are not healthy or helpful. And so, we lean upon God and his grace to empower us and also to forgive us. One psychologist says that the most important question on a child's mind is, do you love me? In all kinds of ways, through his or her behavior, the child is asking, am I worthy of being loved even when I fall short of expectation? And Jesus says, you never have to worry about that question with God and shouldn't with parents. You are loved. God loves us unconditionally and expects us to do the same. Love is the ultimate mark of true friendship to God and to one another. And so may we love God and love others. May it be the rule and not the exception. May one day God's kingdom be on earth as it is in heaven. I don't know about you, but I look forward to that day. May we be examples of that love for the world around us today, tomorrow, and in the years to come. Let us pray. Gracious God, we do indeed give you thanks for this time together. We give you thanks for your love that you have for us, the ways in which you gave us the example of that love, that we might be vessels, that we might be channels of that love to the world around us. God, we have heard your commandment for us that it not just be something that we do when it's easy or convenient, but that we strive to do and be every day of our life. As we wake up and get out of bed to the moments in which we lay our head back down, may we look back and say, Lord, I give thanks for you, for the ways in which you empowered me to get through this day. Thank you for the people you've put in my life, people who I've had the opportunity to love on. We pray this in Christ's holy name. Amen.